Global business confidence has fallen to a three-year low, according to a new international survey. The results were released as political and business leaders gathered in the Swiss resort of Davos for the annual World Economic Forum. David Taylor has our story.
The soothing sounds from acclaimed cellist Yo-Yo Ma seem an appropriate way to open this year's World Economic Forum in Davos, because business leaders from around the world might need a little bit of light distraction right now. A survey of more than 1,400 CEOs paints a gloomy picture of the global business environment as corporate leaders contemplate a rising tide of threats. PricewaterhouseCoopers commissioned the report. Here's Chairman Dennis Nally.
Well, you look at 2016, I think the CEOs are really concerned. It's a less positive result this year than just a year ago. The trend line is not good.
The trend line hasn't looked good for some time. In fact, analysts say business confidence hasn't recovered sufficiently since the Great Recession. And China's economic problems are just at the top of the business worry list, according to Mr. Nally.
But I think it's just one more factor that, raises questions and concerns. So it's just, this continuation of events that create, more instability and that creates uncertainty on the part of the CEOs. And when you're thinking about businesses and you think about investments and where you're going to try to position your company for the longer term, not good for that type of thought process.
China's Dalian Wanda Group is the world's largest real estate enterprise and the biggest five-star hotel owner in the world. Wang Jianlin has served as the group's chairman since 1989. He says there's at least no need to be concerned about China's economy.
Absolutely not. I do not only use the word not, but have to stress absolutely not. It's true that there are difficulties in the investment and export sectors. Maybe there's zero growth or even negative growth. But the service industry in China has great demand, especially in tourism, going abroad, sports, movies, and catering. So after 3 or 5 years, when the service sector comprises 60% of China's GDP, then China's economy will be totally stable.
But despite the trillions of dollars of stimulus and record low interest rates among developed countries, PricewaterhouseCoopers says just 27% of CEOs expect global economic growth to improve over the next 12 months. That compares with 37% last year. And it's not just tepid economic growth and volatile markets that are making it harder for business leaders to commit to big investments. Dennis Nally again.
Concerns about the geopolitical issues that are out there, which has got all the potential to continue to be disruptive and unstable. And you put the two together and the outlook for 2016, not as encouraging as certainly most of us would have hoped for or expected at this point in time.
Hollywood star Leonardo DiCaprio was also on hand to draw attention to another big issue affecting business decisions. Mr. DiCaprio was one of four recipients of the World Economic Forum's annual Crystal Awards. He used his acceptance speech to update the forum on his climate change work.
The Paris Agreement was a call to action, but is now up to all of us to build this progress with ingenuity and a commitment to change. Together, we are fighting to preserve our fragile climate from irreversible damage and devastation of unthinkable proportions.
The energy sector is at the epicenter of the climate debate. It also happens to be, according to the experts, what's making many business leaders most nervous about the global economic outlook.
David Taylor.